Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you got a message, certainly got through to last night's group. I mean, how much is it the same tonight? Defend hard, be hard to play against, and basically
same message. Just do the right thing at the right time. I thought we managed the puck well. Started the game a little bit slow in the first period, where I thought they were just quicker to pucks in our end. But I thought once we got going, maybe after the first 10 minutes. We got exactly what we wanted to see.
I mean, he didn't make any spectacular saves, but he was obviously very in tune. He was good. What stood out, I guess?
I think what stood out is the fact that we stayed away from high danger situations. Like you mentioned, didn't have to make a lot of great saves, but made the saves that he needed to make. Thought he made a big one in the second period when the game was 2-0. I thought his puck play on the dump-ins was good. Allowed us to get out of our zone in a hurry. So the last 40 minutes, I thought just solid, and I think it starts back there. And play well on your own end.
But in the last 40 minutes, it seemed like you had guys around in that constant. It just seemed like your battles around the net were excellent in the last 40 minutes. Did you see the same thing?
Yeah, you look at the first couple goals where both net front screens and goaltender couldn't see the puck, couldn't see it on the first goal with Byram shooting it from the point. Second goal was guy in front of the goaltender, and the guy in the bumper walked in, put it in the net. That really wasn't our issue last year. We were one of the top teams when it came to scoring dirty goals and, getting around the goaltender. As I mentioned earlier, we have to become a harder team playing away from the puck. That was the focus of last night's game. That was a good step for us. We got to continue to step in the right direction.
We talked about the work that Mason Gjertsen put in this offseason to be ready for camp. What does he need to show you tonight, yesterday, the next couple weeks to be a legitimate option come opening night?
I had Mason in New Jersey, so I know what Mason's about, and I know how hard he works. I know how good a guy he is. Just continue to put the work in. I thought that line gave us a lot of good shifts. The line could have scored 3 goals in the game. Dunn had an empty net that he just shot over top of the net. Gjertsen had a tip that goaltender made a good save on. They played the way you needed to play it in a line that, get the puck below the goal line, make it really tough on the opposition.
Your initial takeaways on Radim Murka in his preseason debut?
Good. my takeaway was good. He was good. You know, a little worried, you know, first game, you know, nerves maybe. He played well. He moved his feet well. His puck play was good. He's an interesting player for a kid that's 18.
You got two goals in that game, really, because the right-handed defensemen were key elements to it. I mean, I know you're not totally wedded to it, but it did kind of show that it's important on that size.
I mean, you look at, again, picking a puck up along the wall. Feet had their D had their feet in the blue line, making the zone big. If you're picking that up in your back end, you probably don't have that option. So, I thought there was some situations on breakouts and on the offensive stuff that the right-handed shot really helped us out. So, you know, I've kind of harped on that, and I'm not going to keep harping on it.
Hit a nice goal last night. By the end of last
season. Who was that?
Consta.
Yeah.
By the end of last season, I think people seemed happy that he had taken strides and adapted to North American style. Just what stood out about him through the first week of camp here? What have you noticed just about maybe some growth?
Competitive nature. You know, the hardness he's trying to play with. You're getting involved physically. Even the you know, the prospect games, same thing, getting involved physically and trying to be a hard player. We know he's got some real good skill. You know, he didn't take advantage of some of the good skill opportunities in those in the prospect games. I thought, you know, that late chance, although it's late, I don't really care. It's late. That's a grade A. If you're going to be a player in this league, that's one that you need to put away. I could reference like the Oslin chance we had in the second period. He walks right in. He's all alone, almost the same type, and didn't score. And those are the difference makers. Like, if he's going to be a difference maker, when he gets an opportunity like that, he has to take advantage of. And it was good to see that he did last night.
How important was it for you to have a guy with his skill set to be part of this roster this year?
You know, I think it's important for the team. You know, I think we've talked about being a harder team. He helps make us a harder team. Danforth makes us a harder team. You just look at it as a whole. We're asking everybody to lift their level of hardness. And, you know, I think other players, and he's the type of player, can drag everybody into that fight. Danforth, you know, when I put him out there on the D-zone draws on the right side last night, I think he won everyone. You know, that's the level of competitiveness you need. It's not about hitting, not about fighting. It's about, this is my one-on-one battle. I'm going to win it. You saw some wall battles with, you know, a Gertsen that led to scoring chances. It led to the Dunn, you know, they were stuck on the wall, good wall battle, didn't give it away. Kesselring jumped up. He makes the play to Dunn, and Dunn just didn't finish. But it's important.
What were Kesselring doing? They spent very little time in the defensive zone last night. What were they doing there where they didn't have to spend all that much time in the defensive zone? They were up ice.
I think the main thing about last night was we had numbers back. And we didn't get trapped in our zone with tired players. We got out of the zone in a hurry. If you don't have to spend any time, you get to spend more time jumping up and enjoying the play. I thought our communication on our breakouts was good. There were some areas that I think we can be better, got to continue to be better. I'd like the team communication to go up. I don't think there's times that we communicate enough. You know, yell at your partner where you're at, where's the out. Just better on-ice communication.
How do you guys do that? Did you mention that last year, too, that you had
practice? It's getting better, Paul. I mean, I'm just telling you, you watch a game now, you're seeing guys, your hands are moving. It's like having a bunch of Italian players. The hands are going all the time, and so... We speak Italian now. If you watch the game, you'll see a lot of it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.